Fellowship. Sister Callen will be speaking, and the sign-up is in the foyer. The 31st is Easter Sunday. The 31st is mission pledges are due, and there's a bassinet outside in the foyer for baby gifts for Tanner and Kylie Bowden, and it's a girl, and her name will be Renly Kate Bowden. And congratulations, where are they?
It's a girl.
I don't know if I should say that. If y'all all please stand for praise and worship, and God's going to do great things.
Yeah. Speak your name out.
Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless your name, Jesus. There's such a beautiful presence of the Lord in this place. If we could just pray for Sister Mildred Pratt, Tim and Fonda Price, Jean Flores, Brian Pietrez, Wayne Sims, Sister Geraldine, Howard Woods, James Finch, Ireland, Brother Proctor, and Sis Formby, and all the names that are on that list. And if you feel the need to step in for one of these names, I pray that you step out in faith and in boldness, and the pastor will anoint your head. If y'all will bear with me, I would like to share something. Recently, I was at a worship night with Mark Crowder, and Jesus shined a spotlight of something. And Mark Crowder was singing a solo, and you know, a solo is usually just one person. But there was this little high voice that I heard, and I was like, okay, what soprano has gone rogue? But that's not what happened. There was this little boy in a blue suit, not more than 4 or 5, and he was standing there, and he was praising the Lord, and you could hear it across the whole congregation. And if that little boy can praise the Lord with all of his heart, with all of his soul, with every ounce of his body, then we should be able to praise him with every ounce of our body, because he has brought us through so many trials. And I am done just seeing revivals happen at youth rallies, or revivals are conferences. I want to see revival in our church. I want to see revival in our city. And so right now, as we continue with this prayer service, as we continue with this service, Jesus, I just pray that we praise with our whole body. Jesus deserves so much more. And we're not going to praise him because we think he's going to get us through. No, no. We praise him because we know he has done it before, and he will bring us through again. And we will praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, I pray for all these names put on this list. Jesus, you are so worthy. I praise you, and I know that there is healing. Jesus, I praise you.
Overcome, be exalted. Presence we've already felt in this place, that you were here before we ever came, you were here before we even woke up. But God, I pray that we exalt your name, we humble ourselves, and God, I pray that we seek your presence, we seek the kingdom today. Anoint the word that's given, bless what's given, bless the giver, and anoint us today in Jesus' name. Amen.
When he rose up his sleeves, he angels putting on the red.
My God is an awesome God.
There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his face.
My God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he came to Hallelujah. And it wasn't for no reason that he shared his blood. His return is very soon, so you better be believing
that I don't know.
Oh,
If you got an extra smile, give it to your neighbor, and then let's be seated. One of the greatest messages I heard years ago, and it lingers with me, comes out of the book of Solomon. And when the king came to visit, he kept watching the people, the servants, and he looked at Solomon and said, "Happy are these thy people." He was watching them take cobwebs out of the corner, cleaning up the floor, folding the bed sheets. And he said, "They all do it with joy. It's not like it's a chore." And so it is with the people of God. Happy are these thy people. Today I hunger and thirst after the works of God that are available to us. There are a lot of things that we're blinded to, but there are a lot of things we're seeing happen that we never dreamed would happen. So today I'd like to talk about some things that hopefully will help us to produce in us the glories and the victories that are promised to the people that pursue God. Psalms, the 27th chapter, has some things to say that are wonderful. I would really enjoy or delight for us to maybe bring a friend tonight, because I am convinced that God is going to try to do a very special work in and through us. And as we are tolerant of His river of living water that is going to flow out of our voice this upcoming week, and it's going to saturate the atmosphere with praise and worship this evening. And I am just thrilled that God is still so concerned and still so able after thousands of years of His book being written. In Psalms, the 27th chapter, there is some helps that will help us hopefully to get some depth and strength for what God is using us for. And so today we turn there. See that I don't. So Psalms 27 and 4 is a very valid scripture, and I will try to read it without the glasses. "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold," or "to behold the beauty of the Lord, and then to inquire in His temple." What we look at is where we're headed. What we see is the path that we pursue. So the man is saying this one thing. was not an earthly object. It was to be in relationship with superiority. It is a joy or a thrill to be able to reach into the depth of the wise man's writing, into the riches and the wisdoms of God. But if you don't see that, or if we don't see that, it's just something over there in the corner. It's a pantry and it's got things in it, but I can't see me eating that. I can't see me enjoying that. I can't see that that's going to help my neighbor. And so visual is a, thank you, sir. Would you give him a hand? What a gentleman that he has always been, even when he was short. I know some of you don't believe he ever was short, but he's sharp and short. And then he grew up into being sharp and great. And so we really appreciate his heartbeat. So when we look into these things, we begin to sense and see that what we look at is where we go. What we look at is what we try to join with or to become fraternal with. And so it's a really imperative that we don't violate the program or the philosophy of I will make you free from the law of sin and death. Because we know that we can taste and we can know that we can experience, but seeing and knowing what you are imbibing or taking into your mind or your heart and then amplifying through your conversations and activity levels. And that's why he says, come out and be ye separate, saith the Lord of hosts. Touch not the unclean things. Come out and be ye separate is a call to join superiority, a life that is in the superlative, or in, we would short-term it by victory. That was another victory. So think it not strange concerning the fiery trials that have come to try you to see if you can really see victory. Somebody say, Jesus is our victory. If you see Jesus as the victory of our life, we will want to and desire to eat that bread. He said, I am the bread that cometh down from heaven. And so we devour that. So it's real important as to what we look at. And David said it correctly from the Old Testament. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes, because what I watch will take me to where I might not want to go. So he saw two reasons being in the company of God and knowing he had a resemblance to God. And so he sees his beauty, that he is altogether the lovely. And so the beauty in the person of God was divine and human. He became sin that we might become righteousness. So we saw a sinful body, but a godly nature that dominated that body. And so in the process of that, he overcame every demon that you will ever face. He overcame every weird feeling that you will ever encounter. And so the book says it real clearly. He was tempted in all points, such as we, and yet without sin. So when you're looking into the Word of God and you're employing the Word of God, you see how to do what the Bible said, walk circumspectly. That scripture is a very cool and unique scripture. And so when you're walking and watching and you're going somewhere, if you're not careful, you get tripped up because other people look like they're getting by doing what they're doing. Other people can lie and commit whoredoms and commit lies and sinfulness and that kind of thing without any kind of conviction. I have sinned. I've done wrong. I can't expect perfectness from heaven if I don't perfect myself in the fear of God and live a holy, godly life. It's not about forcing somebody to live that way so that they can be a partnership or belong to a local assembly. It is so that we become free from the laws of sin and death. One of the laws is fear. Fear is tormenting our lives. Our children don't hardly know which way to go anymore, where to, how to, and do a lot of things in prayer, unless they're hearing their mother and dad praying in the other part of the house. If they are sensing the atmospheric change that occurs in a prayer chamber, I can always remember my dad stretching out on the couch in the living room praying. Mothers were a little bit more quietly but easily as effective, and she would often come to my bed sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the evening, and she would pray a prayer over me. And I felt comforted because I sensed there was a spiritual change in the atmosphere because I was a mean little critter. But there was an atmospheric change when one of her hot tears would fall on my face. And she would say, "Let the angels of God protect my boy. Let the spirits of God strengthen him for his life. It's never too late to start today. It's never too late to be able to call, particularly on cell phones and everything else, and say, 'Sweetheart, let me tell you something. Mama's praying for you today, and Daddy's praying for you today, and I prayed for you yesterday, and I believe in God to send angels or thought patterns,' because angels bring thoughts and demons bring thoughts, and both are at work. And if you have an angel of God that's whispering in your ear, let me tell you, it's always going to be out of the Word of God and or a Spirit of God. If something causes you to feel awkward and you feel heavy all of a sudden, it may be a burden of somebody that needs you because they are encountering something, or you may feel, 'I just can't live anymore.' Well, that's why that we go to the house of God. That's why we go to the prayer chamber. That's why we study the Word of God, is because that our God, the living God, the forgiving God, the holy God, the wise God, the only wise God, There is none like him. There is none beside him. And that ought to be a sensation flowing through my heart and your heart today that says, I'm so glad I know him. I'm so glad I know that even if I'm not walking in him to perfection, he's going to lead me and guide me into perfection. And I'm going to grow in grace, and I'm going to grow in knowledge, and I'm going to grow into sensitivity, because he is the only washing spirit that can create holy living. The gospel of God is absolutely phenomenal, and I can see right now that I got far too many notes. You have to pardon me, my heart is just burning. David was such a powerful individual and so careful, and yet he was just like you and I. He felt all of the pain and the things that go on. And so in the Word of God, we deal with David in Psalms, and then in Matthew we live with the one who that helped David. And so Jesus in Matthew 11:29 says, learn of me. Just learn. Don't have to be all done in one day. It don't all have to be done in one evening. You're typically as a sinner, you're born again one day or one night or one evening, and then you start a brand new life. And that is true that that happens in a moment. But it's also true that the end of all of this is where we're all headed with this kind of teaching and outreach, is that in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, it's going to all be over. How many times have you gotten a phone call and so-and-so just expired? And, oh, my goodness, I knew they had a little problem, but I had no idea it was going to come this quick. Maybe a coronary arrest on the job or in the car. How many times have we all awakened to some of that realization that, man, I had no idea they were that sick? That's the way backsliding happens, and it's the way a lot of things happen. Suddenly one day a person just gives up and says, I can't live for God. God will never tell you that. God will never. His long suffering is reaching past this building today. He's reaching through your prayers to somebody that you prayed for a year ago, 4 years ago. He's got those angels trailing them. Don't you ever think that the angels of God that are ministering spirits are retired. The same angels that visited the people in the Old Testament, the same angels that visited the people in the New Testament, the same angels are working in our city right now. And when they see a light on, they'll come there and they'll deliver the bread. They'll deliver the wisdom. They'll deliver the glory. But the angels of darkness are just as tedious, because Satan, he fell from heaven. He understands the mechanics. And so he uses thought patterns. And probably we're going to deal with that in a depth tonight. But the thought patterns, let me just say it as crystal clear as I can. If it's not about making your life better or your wife's life or your husband's life better, it's not an angel of God. It's a demon that is going to try to cause you to stumble and or hurt a marriage or a child-parent relationship or a relationship with a brother or sister in the kingdom of God. I have encountered numbers of demons. I'm not coming through here just parading statements. If our thought patterns and spiritual energies are not moving in rhythm with the one who controls the sun, moon, and stars and all of the above, if you're getting a thought pattern that so-and-so don't like you, I promise you it's not an angel of God. If you get a thought pattern going that comes and says, you might as well try to do them bad, they knew what they were doing when they hurt you, that's not an angel of God. Angels of God are ministering spirits sent forth by God to give strength to them that are heirs of salvation. And that angel of God will come to you and say, you can get over this. You can get beyond this. There is a way to get beyond this. And they'll bring a word of truth to you, particularly if you have listened to good preaching or teaching and or studied the Word of God. It is a major thing that's going on in your world right now. And thus, because that people claim to see God but don't live in what they see, they don't harness the energies of God or join in with those rhythmic powers of healing and strength and power. I wish we would pray right now again for every preacher within this entire area. I am not willing that any should perish. There's a spirit in God that says, I'm not willing to any should perish. And if we've got that spirit of God in us, that ought to be our petition. I am not willing for anybody to go to hell. I'm not willing for anybody. I don't care how much false doctrine they're teaching or preaching. I am going to love them just like He loved me when I was a preacher's son and I was a great mother's daughter, a son. And I'm telling you, I want His spirit in me. Let's pray right now. God, I want to be in unity with You. I'm not wanting anybody to suffer because no matter how much hell they've raised, I want me to have a host of angels. And I can see that victory can come to the worst. Hallelujah. I wish we'd just cry out to God for another minute or two. I mean, weep over it. Travail for a minute or two. God, I don't want anybody in our community to lose their future. I don't want any of our people, I don't care how many times they've hurt others. I want them healed. I want them filled. I want Your glory. Our city needs a church that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. We see Your glory, and we see Your victory, and we want to own it. Praise God. I wonder if we could get a musician or two up here. I see a crimson stream of blood that flows from Calvary. It reaches the throne of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm through with just trying to go through some oratory. I'm telling you, and I'm hoping that tonight will truly arrest more devils than I have ever even encountered yet, because I am believing that the numbers of this church, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. Don't tell me we can't absolutely shake the gates of hell in this county. He's that kind of God, and hopefully this teaching this morning will give us the comfort that we need.
Oh, I see a crimson stream of blood.
What do you see?
It flows from Calvary.
the spirit world today.
And its waves which reach God. The throne of God. Or sweeping over me.
Oh, that's beautiful. Sing it.
I see a crimson stream of.
Don't forget where it came from when you got it.
It flows from Calvary.
It's an awesome river of love in that bloodline.
And its way which reached the throne of God. Oh, sweeping over.
One more time, would you? Oh, there's a Holy Ghost atmosphere here. There's scores of angels in this house to take any trash out of your mind or your heart. Any history that's trying to plague you. Throw it in the river. Faith will take care of it. Matthew, the 7th chapter, 7th verse. He says, seek and you shall find. I don't know about you, but I've had to search a lot of places in my house or my repertoire of tools or repertoire of thinking. I've had to search and seek to get a hold of what I knew I needed. And that is why he put that in that book. Seek and you shall find. You may start a search for a $100 bill that you know is somewhere in your house. And if you may look in several places. As you most of you already know, I lost my wallet a few months ago. And I also, about a year ago, lost my keys. Don't blame it on age. I just don't know where they are. But what I do know is, you can get a new key. And what I do know is that you can get a new wallet. And you may have lost something somewhere down the way. Your joy, your peace, the thrill of living godly, holy, righteous. You may have lost some of the joy. But that's why I said you're saved by renewing. He said, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. What was he meaning? I got a little stale. I got to where I didn't even think prayer would do any good. Got to where I thought rejoicing and shouting and praising God was just a religious thing. No. No. That praising God and renewing your spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is a light. And the Word of God is a light. And it illuminates new when you've lost something. So he says you're saved by the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Just go back to Jesus. He's the one that gave you that spirit anyhow. If it's not joy unspeakable and full of glory, you just need to go get a new renewing. I don't know about you, but right now I'm about to talk in tongues, just talking about it. Because he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but directly to God. When you pray in the Holy Ghost and when you talk in tongues, it's not a matter of a Pentecostal thing. Don't you let people mess you up with that. He said, howbeit in the Spirit we speak mysteries, for the Spirit itself maketh intercession with the Father. That's why you don't want to go many days at all without touching base with the source, Father. I was reading some Baptist stuff here recently about things, and I noticed that in the inundation of words that they used that same statement, and it said, Father, the source. And I'm thinking, man, y'all been over there listening to me preach? No. I'm telling you, God is going to get the word out. He is the source of every tree. He is the source of every corn patch. He is the source of every joy. He is the source, and he has got riches beyond. You'll never run out of joy. If you get too far from the well, you may not have the joy, but the joy will still be there. And so he said, just go renew it. Get back over there where you used to be. Hunger, thirst. I'm so hungry for an old-fashioned revival. I'm so hungry for to sense and say, feel and see what I used to feel when I want to worship. Now it's nothing but a labor. I'm just going through the agony of feeling like if I don't have my hands up when everybody else got their hands up, that they'll think I'm backslid. And if they don't see me just enjoying Jesus, they may think I'm backslid. Well, what are we supposed to think? Because this thing grows. This joy grows. That doesn't mean you can't have moments when you sit down, but down inside you, you know what I'm talking about here. And that is that we walk in the light and we live in the light. And we do not try to get counterfeit stuff to make it work. We live in the real thing. Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, or the flesh of God. So, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how about your friends, but we know it's evening time. And he said, when that sun sets on that generation, woe, W-O-E. So let's look a little further and deeper here as we move going into the Word of God. Matthew 7:7 is where we were talking. Seek and you shall find. Hebrews, the 11th chapter, goes all the way back to Moses. The 11th chapter and the 27th verse, by faith Moses forsook Egypt, and fearing the wrath of the king, he endured. And I want us to look and see this word again, seeing him who is invisible. We see his work when we, by faith, reach past the invisible and count it done before it gets done. That's what true faith happens, what it produces. It inaugurates, it facilitates it. Faith without works is dead. But when you by faith begin to walk toward that you really want, and you sacrifice if you have to, fasting, prayer literally engages the spiritual arena and crucifies those thoughts of the flesh that misalign themselves with the Creator, because in this flesh dwelleth no good thing. That's in our Bible. In this flesh dwelleth no good thing. That's why mothers and dads cuss their children instead of spank them in love. They damn them and tell them how rotten they are when they're the ones that produced them. Those children need a father and a mother that understands what we're talking about here today. And we are the counterparts of a society that needs us, Brother Tanner. I cannot thank you enough. You see things that are not as though they are. That's faith. You can see a plumbing need. Somebody tells you what's going on with their life. Oh, well, yeah, I can fix that. Well, that's what you're going to get a chance to do when your kids get married. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a real deal. Some of you older people ought to be telling these young people that. You can get through all this hell. Because greater is he that is for you than he that is against you. You don't have to live with demons. You can live with the angels of God, but you got to be able to see that. And faith puts these on. And what you couldn't see earlier, now I can see. You're a blur. Because I'm not used to wearing, yo, you look a lot better without these glasses. But the real chore of putting the Word of God and the Spirit of God, and that's why he says, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes, because the print will get on my brain. And if I let things get through this eye into my brain, I might frustrate the grace of God. Well, boy, that's a scripture that's powerful. Because he says, don't frustrate the grace of God. In other words, don't try to make it something that it's not. Don't try to put it in a place where it's not working. The Word of God, and let me just re-quote it again to make sure that you get this. The grace of God, straight out of your Bible, the grace of God teaches us. So when you're looking through a spirit at things, and it's blurred, you got to get back in the light. You've got to get back in the spiritual light to see, because light gives you the true focus of what's happening out there, and you can see that the devil is working in your home when you're looking at the Word of God. Sure he is. Don't think for one minute just because I get paid so much money that I don't get hurt feelings. Every time one of your children backslide or don't show up for praising God and worshiping God, your pastor feels that. When I see some of us limping and spiritually deficit, it hurts just like it does you in the physical. It's painful. But I'm not giving up. I believe in him. I am putting the spiritual spectacles on, and it magnifies the ministry. It magnifies the preaching. It magnifies the worship. It magnifies the glory. It magnifies the blood. It magnifies the power of being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not going away. He is going to come back. And when he comes back, you want to be able to recognize the moment that spirit begins that rushing and that glory of the Almighty God. You don't want to wait till he's already passed by and say, oh, yo, that was the rapture. Don't wait for that. Be rapture ready. No, in the morning. Joy unspeakable. That don't mean you get rid of all your problems. You just know how to where you put them and how you handle them. You don't let them get on your head and block your vision and all of that stuff. That's why prayer. You pray that stuff to the side and you put it over in the hands of God. And God said, casting all your cares on me, because I care for you and I can handle what you can't handle. But if you try to handle it on your own without my spirit, it, you're going to make a mess out of things. But if you'll turn it over to me, cast all your cares on me. That's why we go to the altar. We don't just come to the altar to go to the altar. We come to the altar to put all this junk and all this weird stuff that's been trying to clothe us with all kind of weights and sins and emotional problems and all of that. Carry it to the altar before you get in there. And that's why we go to the prayer chamber before a church service, so we can be ready. Man, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to hear from God. I'm going to stir up the Spirit of God. I'm going to feel the glory of miracles. I'm going to feel the glory of overcoming. I'm going to feel it. And I'm going to carry it to my job tomorrow. I'm going to come fresh. I'm going to come with mercy. I'm going to come with glory. I'm going to come with victory. Not none of that business that the world cares about. How are you doing today?
Oh, God, another same old, same old. What?
This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. That's why you don't want to get up in the morning and you feel all those weights of what you got to do. Casting all of your cares on Him is a prayer thing. You just put all that stuff on Him. That don't mean you don't do any work and care on the angels to come clean your house. He sends His angels to clean this house. Then you get inspired to clean your house. Hello. Oh, God, I got them four kids. I wish I'd only had two. Got to cook. Now I got to help them financially. No, you brought them here. Help them. The joy of the Lord is your strength in every venue.
Oh, God, I knew they should have never done that or never went with her or him or whoever. Lament all you want to, but you're not going to change it.
That's right.
That's why you go to the altar, casting all your cares on Him. You may go like this. Oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I do know one thing I am going to do. I'm going to cast all of my problems right back at your cross, and I'm going to put mine right close to that grave that's empty, and I'm going to put my mind to rest because I'm going to joy in the Spirit. I'm going to praise the name of the Lord, and power is going to come into my mind, and power is going to come into my car, and power is going to come into my home. And all of a sudden, you're going to heal the home. And you're going to heal the problems. And you're going to heal everything. Could we stand? Man, I got about two more pages of this stuff. I wish you'd find somebody to pray with, because if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can do what? 10,000. Don't think I'm going to stop saying it. I want us to do what we do every morning. How many of you eat eggs at least once a month, once a week? Or syrup or biscuits or something like that? We don't ever stop eating. Man, if we can't get it together real quick, we just run to McDonald's or wherever and order it. But it's not that way with the church. You got to be personal with Jesus. You can't just get anything and satisfy the needs of a spiritual life. That's why I said praying in the Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, I encourage you to sense enough to slip down to the front. There are mothers and dads, and there are brothers and sisters in this house that know how to pray with hurting, needy situations. If you just have any kind of need and you'd like somebody to join you, we are going to get more purposeful with praying as the sanctuary of people, facilitate brotherhood, sisterhood. just sing if you would. If you've got the spirit of intercession, would you cry out to God for hurting mothers and dads across this city? Perhaps you've got some living close to you.
Heals every disease. Right now, your blood
so near
sets the island
so near
free.
Don't you think right your prayers
now,
are not working?
And I still believe.
If you haven't been baptized Lord, in the name of Jesus, we've got the water ready.
Today,
there's a revival spirit. Travail for somebody, would you slip down here?
You're the same.
Maybe just you want to travail
today,
for our city.
Today,
when Zion travails,
and
sons and daughters are born.
I still believe
you may
your
be praying for somebody that's been looking for a prayer. Church is not going under. The church is not going under.
And forever.
Hang on to the Holy Ghost. Walk in the Spirit. chorus between us. We believe in you, and you brought us this far, and we know you're going to help us help our neighbors. God, we believe in you. You have brought us this far, and we know that you're going to help us help our neighbors. God, we believe in you, and you have brought us this far, and we are going to help our neighbors. Thank you, Jesus, for showing up today to lead us to still waters, to restore our soul, to restore our joy. God bless you. If you would like to talk to a pastor or one of our lead ministers about baptism, about the Holy Ghost, please feel free to ask one of the ushers.
today.